Hi.
Yeah, where are you calling from?
Pennsylvania.
You've been angry enough to want to kill someone?
Twice, actually. Probably more, but I mean the big ones.
What got you so upset?
Well, the first one was my mom got with this guy, and when I was about six, I found out my mom was going to have a baby. So I was a little upset because the guy was a real jerk. And so I decided I'd have to kill him.
At 6 years old, you thought this?
Yeah, well, I was asked my mom when I was four, why doesn't anyone just go and assassinate Saddam? So, but, yeah, I actually plotted to kill him myself in a hunting accident because he was like, a really big hunter. So, and he said he would take me out hunting when I was old enough, so that's when I was going to do it.
How were you going to do this to him?
Huh?
How were you going to do this?
How?
Yeah.
Well, you know, he'd take me out hunting with a gun, you know, once I was old enough to shoot. And then I would just pretend it was a hunting accident, like I thought he was a deer and just... Huh?
What changed your mind?
Nothing. My mom broke up with him like 10 years ago, so...
If she had not, would you have gone ahead with this?
Oh, yeah.
You despised him that much?
Yeah.
No, he must have been far worse than you're telling me.
Well, actually, see, he worked more on the mind level than, like, on a physical level. Like, he had my mom thinking she was completely nuts.
You mean what he was? This was mental abuse?
Yeah. It was bad.
Well, aren't you glad they broke up?
Oh, God, yes. I just wish he would leave us alone now. But,
What do you mean? He's still hanging around?
Well, you know, my little brother visitation and stuff like that. But the second time was actually in fourth grade. It was some really stupid reason, but I ended up strangling a girl in my class, like in the fourth grade classroom in front of everyone. I didn't realize it until I was already doing it, but I was strangling her, and she was turning, like, purple. She almost passed out right there, and then I was like, oh, my God, what am I doing? And then I let her go.
And you just stopped. Were you doing it to try to kill her or hurt her?
Well, the thing is, I don't really remember reaching out and grabbing her. I just remember, like, squeezing so hard because I wanted to kill her. And then I realized what I was doing, and I couldn't let go. Like, my hands were physically wrapped around her neck, and I could not let go. And then all of a sudden, they just came off, and I freaked out.
How old are you?
I'm 19 right now.
And have these thoughts now all gone away, or they keep coming back?
Occasionally, yeah. Like, I can walk into a supermarket and just think, you know, oh, I could shoot that person. I mean, it's not like I want to be a killer or anything. Don't get me wrong. Yeah.
But don't you think some of these kids that have committed these horrible crimes in school started this way?
Probably. I know. I had to get out of high school because I was getting a little, you know,
dangerous.
Yeah. Let's just say, like, if I wanted to do something bad, like really bad, like that, I would have done it, and I would have done it very well.
Well, but the fact that you talk about it, you might, I mean, have you had counseling or anything like
that? I don't want them to, like, lock me up or, drugs and stuff.
Well, don't take drugs, and I don't think they're going to lock you up, but I don't think that this is something that you can keep within yourself all the time. What are you doing now at 19? You working? What are you doing?
Well, it's a couple of family issues that I can't really work right now and stuff, but I'm getting my life together and stuff like that. I'm not a complete psycho or anything, don't get me wrong.
Are you happy now?
Huh?
Are you happy now?
Pretty happy.
All right, well, you might want to think about talking to somebody, though. That's the line we've opened up tonight.